everybody. It is November 17th, 2016. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 35, I believe. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
A little tired, a little tired.
All right. I'm Chris, and with me is A-Dubs, RT, Dave 2, Dave 1. And tonight, inspired by Ryan, I think we're going to ask... I got a quick question for you guys. I want to know, what is your nightmare animal attack scenario? The one where you're like, holy shit, this is the worst it can get.
We already know Ryan's, so this will be really easy.
Well, Ryan, why don't take you go first? No, Ryan should go first.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Then we could all disagree with him.
Hey, now,
this is all personal, right? Because you can't disagree with personal feelings. So, yeah, what do you got there? What's your nightmare scenario, Ryan?
I have to think about this a little bit, but I know why you're mocking me. It's because I have a healthy respect for dolphins in deep water. They're very strong creatures, and they could easily drown a man.
Deep water to you. Let me get this straight. Deep water is how far?
It doesn't matter.
Deep enough where you can't touch the bottom.
It doesn't matter.
So like
matter.
10 feet. Ten feet.
Yeah.
That dolphin's going to sit on your face and be like, stay there, bitch, stay there. And you're like, nah, this dolphin's, I'm the only human to ever be killed by a dolphin.
I want to see what Ask Reddit Science Wednesdays said about dolphins killing men. Because I did ask my question. I'll think if there's another one, but right now I'm just trying to say respect dolphins. They're natural swimmers. They're muscles. They're basically all muscle and pointy nose with teeth, and then eyes.
They don't have really good, small teeth. They can't even cut your skin. They're like, ah.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're all muscle. That's why they have to don't even have a lot hole. Of teeth. Look, if I wanted to fight Dave too, I'd whoop his ass, right? But that's a bad example. Let's say I wanted to fight like a tough.
Dave 2 at least has teeth. He can bite you.
No, here's my point, Dave 2. Your teeth are small, but does that make you defenseless?
No, because he has arms and a brain.
And guess what? If you had a giant flipper, you'd also be a formidable foe.
Oh, stop annoying me, Dolphin. You're really annoying me with your flipper and your cuteness. You're killing me with cuteness.
For all our listeners, go Google dolphin attacks and laugh, because they're not really attacks. They
splash you.
They splash you and swim off.
This sparks some controversy on it, obviously. So while Ryan's thinking of his answer, Adam, do you have a nightmare scenario for animals attacking you?
I don't have a nightmare scenario. I will tell you the animal that probably scares me the most is probably the hippopotamus.
Okay, I agree with you, but there's no hippopotamus in your world, right? You're never going to run into a hippopotamus.
Okay, so in my world?
Yeah, like what you could reasonably find where we live or where you might travel to. I guess if you're traveling to where there's hippopotamus. Okay. Yeah, they're bitches, I hear.
They're bitches. Okay, so I've never encountered a hippopotamus. I have encountered a buffalo, and they scare the shit out of me. Because they're like a 2-ton, like... animal. They can turn on a dime.
Tatanka.
They get pissed off really easily. And I don't want to be anywhere near the bottom of a buffalo.
Okay, I can see a buffalo standing on top of you and using its weight to crush you.
Trample damage.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big fucking beast. I can understand that. That's reasonable. That's a good answer, Adam. Good job. What about you, Dave, too? What do you got? You got any animals that you think would be like, oh shit, fuck this animal?
He's scared of snakes.
What? Oh, I couldn't hear
snakes,
you. Adam.
Snakes I'm fine with. Grizzly bears.
Bears. Yeah, big fucking bear. So you're out in the North Woods doing your little paddling, your canoe or whatever, and a bear decides to eat you.
Fuck it. Roll over. I'm done.
So what's the common defense against bears? I was told that you can't climb a tree because they'll just knock it over and eat you, but that was from a magic card. That was the text on a magic card, so I don't know if that's actually accurate.
So before you go paddling in the North Woods, they say if you see a bear, you should take your two pots and bang it at them because they're scared of loud noises.
What if there's one that just really likes music and he's like, hey, you guys playing some tunes for me, and runs over and
if that bear's really hungry, he's gonna get you. Really, honestly, I think they say you're just supposed to play dead and just hope that they you know, leave you alone and walk away.
Could you do that, or would you run?
I think
realistically,
I would run. Realistically, I would run.
I'd what like you do is you run towards the water, and then you call for the dolphins to protect you.
Yeah.
I think probably the only creature.
And the bears
that
are like, "This is the most delicious salmon I've ever eaten."
So big.
Yeah.
Feed my family forever.
So I don't. I know a little about bears because I listen to podcasts that talk about bears, and I hear they're really big fucking dicks. Like bears are dicks. They eat whatever they can find. They eat like other bear cubs more than anything because they don't want the competition and stuff like that. Yeah. So they're you know, they just eat whatever they want.
Yep. Especially polar bears. They're even worse.
Well, hopefully we won't find those. Although with global climate change and the fact that our we're no longer going to believe in global climate change, yeah, maybe we'll be polar bears down here in a few years, all we need. So. What about bears? Would you run or would you play dead? Because I'm running. I'm sorry. I know it's going to catch me, but I'm still trying.
I'm running.
The rest of you too?
I think I would find the nearest hill, run down the hill, have him chase me, get close to me, and then I would run up the hill.
So is that another?
Turn around and run back towards it.
So
are
what's
you gonna try? Top gun the shit out of that bear? Are you gonna hit the brakes
It'll
and let him
fly
right
by?
But isn't what's the theory on bears, that they can't run downhill fast or uphill fast?
The momentum. It's the momentum that'll carry them in the opposite direction.
There is something about going downhill though, because I think their front arms are slightly shorter than their back, so that they'd be a little bit off balance.
Okay.
I don't know that it's true. I just think it's something that I've heard said.
I know. It's like the tree thing. Do they actually climb trees, or can you just climb a fucking tree?
Yeah. Well, they climb trees.
You're light enough, though. Like, if a bear's big, it's not going to climb the tree. It's going to push the tree over.
Yeah, what if it's a really big tree, though? And don't you think you're better protected if you're at the top of a tree, that you can, like, kick its face and stuff as it climbs up? I don't know.
Right. That's when the eagle comes and gets you. He summons his eagle.
Ah, fuck me. No end situation.
It's really Gandalf in disguise.
Right. Could you go like behind trees and do that thing where you kind of like scoot back and forth, like keeping a tree between you at all times?
Use your dexterity until it gets really annoyed.
Yeah, but then it has a way higher con modifier than you do.
Because it probably does have like a lower mobility, right? It could go fast, but it can't move quickly to side to side. Or maybe we're just talking on our asses.
I bet you it's pretty fast, actually.
Right? So, dolphin fast. Dolphins go like 40 miles an hour.
So Dave ran. Adam ran down a hill. Ryan's dodging between trees.
Up
I'm up in a fucking tree. What are you doing, Dave? Too or Dave?
I think I would
grab
try.
A rock.
Yeah, I think I would try and make the noise, just be like, you know, try and scare it off best I can, because running's not my style. It's not really my thing.
Okay, all right.
So, and come on, there's that guy. He survived getting attacked by a bear twice in the same day.
Yeah, but I think that was a bear that was protecting its young. I'm talking about a fucking, just a ravenous, well, it could be any bear, it doesn't matter. What about you, Dave? What do you got for your nightmare animal scenario?
Since Jaws, sharks always like, it's always sharks, because it's like, I like swimming in the ocean, I think it's super fun, but sharks always, like, it's just that whole thing, just all of a sudden, and you look around, and there's nothing. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
He's way faster than you, and he's like a dolphin, except he has offensive weapons.
I can respect that.
Yeah, you know, if I had to predict your answer, it would have been shark, oddly enough. Yeah. Maybe because of Jaws, I don't know. But yeah, sharks are fucked up because it's also that unnatural element. You're in the water, which could also kill you. So
yeah, right. I also hate jellyfish, man.
Oh,
like, really?
Especially the ones that have like, oh, cool. Like you see it off in the distance, you can see the
Portuguese
mound.
Man of War.
Right, yeah. But it has the tentacles hanging out like 100 feet away from it. So it's like, oh, it's just everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it creatures with poisons, like really, like I really don't like, just because being slowly, like, oh, that's
digested.
Venom. I can't get
over a thousand years.
I'm gonna somehow. Yes, the Sarlacc. The Sarlacc is mine.
Well, yeah. Come on. What was that fucker that stung me in Florida? A starfish. That goddamn starfish stung me.
Was it a sea urchin or was it a starfish?
It was a starfish.
You better repeat on it.
I didn't
really?
Know star-
starfish.
Yeah, I didn't even know they stung people, but the fucker stung me. It's weird. Huh. I think mine are wolves, because I think a pack of wolves, if it wants to kill you, you know, one wolf, you got a shot. It's probably going to kill you, but at least you got a shot, right? You can punch the shit, you know, take its back and get behind it and fucking choke the bitch out. But if there's a pack of wolves, which there's always a pack of wolves, you don't really got much of a shot. I guess a tree, but no.
They'll clever girl you.
Clever girl.
Yeah, wolves are fucked up, and they just seem really smart and cunning. Like, they're designed by nature to hunt me and eat me, which I don't like.
That's true.
Yeah. I think dogs are more something about like a pit bull type dog. I think it's the stocky shortness. It's the fact that it always gets closer to you. Let me explain myself. Like, the thing is, going dogs don't need to be smart, right? They can move fast enough, they're agile enough to, like, you try to juke or something, they just run at you and they're getting closer. Your fake out maybe bought you half a second. You cut this way, it just turned quick, and now it's like running with these beefy fucking arms and jowls, and, like, you know, Trogdor style. It's basically the inevitable grip, you know. You're not gonna get away from a dog.
No,
you will not get away from a dog.
You just have to punch the shit out of it until it dies. Otherwise, yeah.
Plus, pit bulls get lockjaw, and there's no way to get out of that.
Sure, there is. Kill it, and then open its jaw.
Right. And geese are pretty terrifying.
Jesus Christ!
Right. Like, geese, the bones are hollow, dude. If you get like one hit on them, it's like you shatter the bones that you hit.
Okay. I don't equate like the deadliness. You didn't say what are the deadliest animals.
No, what do you?
It's true.
You said what are the ones that?
What's your nightmare scenario? Which I think is awesome. That so far we have it down to dogs, geese, and dolphins.
Because right. The thing about geese is they're everywhere and they just sit there fucking staring around, like right. Standing like all creepy style. Right on a path you might be walking. Their heads just looking about, kind of crabby as shit. And if you get too close, man. One of them might just come inside and go like squawk, squawk, and try to bite your ass. Because they get mad. They're angry. And if they got their kids nearby, they're just like, don't come by me. They're shitting everywhere. They're the worst. Geese are terrible.
Ryan, I had a turkey attack my truck the other day, and you know what I did? Got out of my car, or out of my truck, and ran the fucking turkey off the road.
Is a turkey a goose? I don't think so.
Nope.
Goose, terrifying. Turkey,
what do you think?
Delicious.
Most dangerous. A goose or a turkey?
According to Ryan, dangerous. Fucking goose. Are you kidding me?
I don't know what's more dangerous. The point is, the geese, they get their big flocks of them, and they're all what's sitting that? There with their heads looking the same direction, turkey's walking around like they don't give a shit. And then you walk in there, you're like running by on the path. Because, you know, you go and try to get some exercise, and all of a sudden they get angry and they swarm you, just biting and pecking. It would be bad. I'm just saying. Be careful with geese.
You're like, ow, that might have hurt, but I was wearing a long sleeve shirt.
That's mildly annoying, goose. Get away from me.
And then if you hit them, you might break their neck, and then you feel sad. It's a lose-lose situation.
It's an emotional attack. You're attacking my emotions. All right. Good answers. Let's get going here. Fuck.
Honk. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. Turn up the party. Turn up the party. 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 Turn up the party. Honk.
All right, guys, what are we talking about tonight? What's going on?
Apparently when geese attack.
Well, who hasn't been here the longest? Dave 2?
Oh, that's, is this the first time you've been back since we started?
No, I was back last week.
Yeah, he was here this week.
Yeah, but he needs to unleash the CW hell.
Oh, yeah. Unleash like let the CW wash over us.
I'm all caught up on all the CW shows.
The only one I'm not is Supergirl, which you have to watch it on the CW streaming itself. Like, it's nowhere else. It's not on Hulu. It's not on Amazon without paying for it. I don't want to pay for that shit. So right. I'll get there, but I have to watch it on the computer, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Or your phone with the app. It works.
That's like, how I watch. I need big screen. Yes, but not a necessity.
No, I mean,
so.
It's been all right this year.
Okay.
There are parts where I thought they were going to drag things out, and then all of a sudden they don't. It's like they're reading their, you know, reading their audience's mind. Like, yeah, we're not going to drag this out. And the next episode, they've resolved it, moved on, or done some stuff. There's been some twists that are kind of interesting regarding Cadmus and Jimmy Olsen. So give it a shot. It's definitely not my favorite. My favorite so far this year has got to be The Flash. The whole Flashpoint thing has played a major role in this season. Even though they kind of resolved it, there's still these repercussions that are coming up in every episode. So it's been awesome.
That's why you can't fuck with timelines.
Yeah.
It's true. And it's awesome.
Everybody knows it's very confusing.
So I did.
It's very confusing.
And Amy will be very upset. Like, what the fuck is going on? What timeline are we in? I read a little bit of the, was it Entertainment Weekly? The cover shoot thingy for The Flash and Arrow and Supergirl.
It's a big crossover.
Yeah. So I didn't read it, but I watched like their 2-minute video behind the scenes thing. I gotta tell you, simply delightful. It's just delightful. It makes you super happy.
Best team up ever.
It just makes you happy.
This week, CW released their each episode synopsis for the crossover,
which I ignored, by the way.
Yep. And I'm not
don't spoil
gonna,
shit
I'm
on me.
Not gonna spoil
Captain CW.
I mean, I did read through some of them.
All of them. Come on.
They weren't spoiler for. They weren't full of spoilers, which was nice. They said there are some spoilers. There are some, you know, revelations that'll come out of the crossover. So I know I posted on Facebook a couple days ago, like, oh my God, anybody who listens to our podcast knows how much I love the CW, and this I think is just gonna put me over the edge. don't talk to me for those 4 days because I'm gonna be like going crazy.
So what do you guys think? The crossover is gonna be like a 5-day event kind of thing, or four-day event?
Yep.
Aren't they missing a day? What's the day they're missing?
No, there's Fridays. Only 4 shows.
There's only 4 shows.
Yeah.
Right.
What's on Friday? I thought they had something on Friday. Is that Supernatural or is that on a different night?
That's the day you got to get down.
That's when you got to get down. Okay, so is it going to be like a 4-day event then during those time slots?
Yeah, it ends. It picks up at the end of the Supergirl episode on the 28th.
So it's kind of like a 4-hour movie when you think about it, but it's kind of interesting.
Right. 3 hours and 10 minutes. Basically, what I'm figuring, what I'm picking up is, you know, it's almost like that end credit scene that CW kind of has at the end of their shows. So it's right before the credits roll. There's always like that little minute and a half snippet setting up the next episode. And I think that's where it's going to pick up.
Okay. When is this going to be?
It starts the 28th, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck. That soon? I got to catch up on Supergirl. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Hurry up. Hurry.
So, yeah, it starts the 28th, so it'll be the 28th, 29th, 30th, and resolves on December 1st.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm assuming, Dave, your answer would be the same thing for the – of those 4 shows, is The Flash your favorite?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I think it's – and that's a given because it's just fun and stuff. What's your second favorite for both of you, for all of you? But I guarantee Ryan doesn't have an answer other than Dolphins.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
My second is probably Legends of Tomorrow right now. Arrow's close to it. I mean, they're both kind of the same, but I think Arrow took a step back last year, and so I'm still trying to come to grips with it this year. You know, there's even rumors that this might be the last year for it because they're all caught up on flashbacks, but I don't think so. I think they'll continue it. They'll just cut out the flashbacks. But yeah, I'd go Legends, then Arrow, and then Supergirl.
Okay, what about you, Dave?
That's funny. That's exactly the same. My thing is Legends is it's still like lighthearted. It's still fun. Yeah. Like they want to have fun, and I like the fact that they have a character on. And like in the first season, you're like, oh, cool, Hawk Girl and Hawk Guy. This could be cool. And then they just got rid of Hawkman, like, you know, 3 episodes in, and he was gone. And you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's awesome. Why would you not do that? And then she's gone. You know, once they serve their purpose, they're like, okay, there's no reason to, you know, like, they're off doing whatever they're going to do. They're going to regenerate and, you know, be fine. And they introduce new characters, and now this new character's around for a while. And then they finish their adventure, and now, oh, shit, they have some temporal thing where everyone gets thrown to different timelines, and now we're missing the captain. The captain's gone. He's somewhere in time. We haven't had time to figure out where he is.
And we're too busy trying to stop the Legion of Doom.
Right. There's tons of shit that's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's fun that they're just like, eh, whatever. If we get back to that character, that'll be cool. But we don't need to make a whole... That's the whole arc of a season, is like, let's try and find the captain. That's cool. And what happened with Iwabara Thawn and stuff like that, being there, helping people throughout time, helping Damian Dark throughout time.
Yeah, I think that's that what keeps me kind of going back to Legends, because it's kind of cool to see a villain from The Flash from season one and a villain from Arrow season four are now kind of the villains here in Legends season two that they're going up against. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you guys. But last year was different. I liked Arrow more, but I think it kind of lost its way, right? It doesn't seem like it knows where it's going right now. I mean, I like the cool shit with the island and stuff for the first few seasons. Now he's with the fucking Vlalva or whatever. I don't care. I'm sorry. Just get away from the fucking Russians. I don't care anymore. And what you're doing in the city, honestly, that doesn't feel like the plot's coherent, and I don't care about the plot as much as I did in the last few seasons. But so
it's difficult when all of a sudden you got all these new folks who join the team,
right?
And you're trying to develop them, but at the same time you bring in these you know, big baddie Prometheus, but then at the same time you have another baddie come in who is weird. This week they brought in Vigilante. Then there was a big bombshell at the end of the episode that you're kind of going, what the fuck? You know, didn't see that one coming. So I think it's starting to pick up. I, you know, want to see where it goes, but it's still low on the list right now for me. It just hasn't, like you said, it's discombobulated. It's just, where's it going? It's not making any sense.
Yeah, it is weird they have so many new characters, because all the characters you kind of like, they're like, eh, we're going doing something else now. Except for, if I had to keep one character, go ahead and move Overwatch over to any other show, and she's fine. She's good in pretty much any show.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I'm like, Felicity can be in whatever show she wants to be in.
That's right.
She's pretty much in all the shows.
She's best friends with Barry Allen. She's
best friends.
Sounding board. You know, used to be the love interest of Arrow. You know,
see, that's
somehow his connection to Legends with the former Black Canary, now right. White Canary.
That's the thing that annoys me about Arrow, is it feels like they move away from things for the sake of moving away from things. So they're like, oh, we're together now, we're great, we're happy, finally. Oh, you don't always tell the truth? I hate you forever, or I'm never going to be with you romantically. I'm like, what? Come on. You dragged that out too far, and I don't
care. I'll go born a cop instead.
Yeah. All right, so we had a CW-gasm there.
How you doing, Ryan?
What? Are we still doing this?
Ryan doesn't
I nodded watch off TV. For a second there.
He doesn't watch TV at all.
I do. I've been watching Luke Cage.
What are your thoughts on Luke Cage? That's like
a month ago. Say that again.
What are your thoughts on Luke Cage? Tell me about it.
I think it's decent so far. I haven't been
two episodes in.
I'm probably like maybe three or four.
Oh, you haven't even hit the good stuff yet.
No, you got to be more than that. You told me he was trying to get the bullets. Cottonmouth's trying to get super bullets.
Yeah, Cottonmouth's trying to get bullets.
Isn't that like six or something? I think.
No, that's like four.
No.
It's up there.
If he's getting the bullets,
he hasn't got any bullets. He just saw the video of him and is like, that's awesome.
What was he like?
Yeah. He was like really excited.
He's like, when do I get him?
See, Ryan, what did you, besides that, like, not that you like the Marvel movies, but the fact that those bullets were made by Hammer Technologies, Justin Hammer from Iron Man 2, That was like, I liked that a lot. I thought that like
a made call the back major.
Yeah, made like the universe more cohesive and feel more interesting.
Yeah, Yeah, I think I probably miss a lot of those little things.
I know.
Yeah. It doesn't detract, per se.
Right.
And I don't think the show's bad. I actually think it's pretty good. It's just I haven't got, like, to the point where you just want to binge watch over and over. So far, the episodes have been pretty good, but I just, you know what I mean? It's just
You've been too tired. Decent.
No, that's a good critique of Luke Cage. I still haven't finished it. We have two more episodes left. I didn't binge watch it to the end. It means it was missing something for me. I'm not super interested in getting to the end. So what was missing that the other ones? Yeah, Daredevil we watched all the way through. Jessica Jones we watched all the way through. So what am I missing from this one that's not making me go, oh, I gotta watch the ending all of a sudden? You know, or maybe it just feels like it ended because it had that weird pseudo ending on episode like 8 or 9 or whatever.
Right.
There's also a lot of other shows that are out right now that are. Like, you can put Luke Cage on the back burner because it'll be out forever.
Well, but I think to Chris's point, the reason you could feel comfortable putting Luke Cage on the back burner is because those last 4 episodes or so, there's not a feeling of what's there left for him to accomplish, except for maybe, you know, there's some stuff I don't want to spoil it for Ryan, but, you know, there's some stuff, but it's you know, with Daredevil and Jessica Jones, the overarching feel to it was still there. You know, what's going on?
It's the story pace. I think it's the story pace. Right. It had a weird, and you'll get to this, Ryan. They had a weird like transition where like, and Dave even like joked about this a while back. He's like, it like started being a different show, like all of a sudden.
Right.
That felt weird.
He kind of seems like a single dimension superhero too. Because all he does is go in and beat stuff up. He doesn't really plan around that. It's like, that's all he does, so.
I think you're racist, and I hate you.
No. I hate you for saying such things.
No, I don't know. Maybe if you mean tactically or something, because I think he's pretty well developed as a character.
Right.
And...
I think he's good. I think he's well-rounded. I just think his superpower is very limited.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Super strong can't be hit or hurt.
Invulnerability and super strong, yeah.
Right. I think he starts off being that way, Adam, like where it's just like, how do I solve my problems? Well, first of all, he's like, I don't want to solve my problems. I just want to run away from the problems.
Mac balls.
Right. And then later on, then he goes like, okay, here's how I'm going to solve my problems. I can just go like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff happens, and I think at the end, he realizes that he's got to be things like, I'm not the invulnerable man that everyone might think I am. And plus, he's vulnerable in his heart, Adam. His heart.
Sweet Christmas.
Like, he gets with too many bitches. That's the problem.
He likes his coffee. Come on.
Right. I know.
So far, he doesn't have much of an edge to him. You know, like, he doesn't have, like, a huge character weakness, I guess. Sometimes character weaknesses make the character more interesting.
And you're right. The first couple episodes, you were like, this guy... But it was kind of cool that he was invincible, and his personality kind of got you through it. And then once he has some vulnerabilities, it becomes a little more interesting as well. I think,
That's good.
Because otherwise, he just runs around and hits people until he wins. Then he can never be hurt.
And he's a gentleman, and like he's always thinking about the right things. And, you know, like, all right, cool.
He's like so passive.
Yes,
you know it's you talk about having an edge. Yeah. You talk about having an edge to him. You don't see that edge. You don't see him going over that edge. He just he's reserved and just kind of like, oh, okay, smack.
True.
Right.
Okay, cool. That's Luke Cage. What else we got going on?
Some Doctor Who rumors.
Ooh, what's the Doctor Who rumors?
So this upcoming season is season 10, or series 10. That's what they use in England. And it's also Stephen Moffat's last year. Well, now the rumor is that BBC wants to push out the current Doctor, not give him the choice of coming back under the new showrunner for series 11.
Wait, the new Doctor?
Yeah, the current Doctor,
Isn't he only been around for like one season?
Two.
Yeah.
I think this will be his third season.
Yeah.
God, it feels like it's... Either way, it doesn't seem like it's a long time.
So now, you know, the course where I got, so I got this off Nerdist, which picked it up from the British gossip rag, The Mirror. And, you know, The Mirror is like our entertainment tabloids. So, you know, how much of it is true, how much of it is made up, how much of it is a source of a source of a source, who knows? But they're saying that BBC management wants to return to the format that they had with David Tennant. So it's like a dashing young male lead with a young female companion. They feel like the audience isn't gelling with Capaldi yet, which, I mean, when you have only two seasons and you take a year and a half off in between season two and season three, you're going to lose, you know, there's not going to be that interest.
Yeah, it's tough. It's got to be tough to be that's got to be one of the hardest characters to come into, because everybody falls in love with their previous doctor, or they come up on their doctors, and all of a sudden you get a new one, and sometimes it's radically different. Like, I've always said, this guy's not my doctor, but I'll give him a shot.
Well, and to already be talking about pushing out the female companion who...
Oh, yeah.
Pearl Mackle, who hasn't even been on yet? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So, who knows, but there's definitely these rumors out there in regards to it. You know, how much are they going to want a clean break with a brand new showrunner coming on with season series 11?
Huh. All right. All right. I know Dave and I think Dave and I are the only ones who've been watching Dirk Gently.
I haven't watched it, but you guys mentioned it.
What's the fucking under tag again? Dirk Gently...
Holistic Detective Agency.
That's what it is. Holistic Detective Agency, which is, if you're not familiar with it,
channel
is a Douglas Adams books, the guy who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah, his other book series, which are really good, really fun. Very same dialogue, like, right? It's very similar dialogue. So if you like the dialogue in Hitchhiker's, not Ryan, because he doesn't read humor, but if you like that dialogue, then you're going to get the same thing kind of in here.
Yeah, it's just super fun, because he's like, he doesn't like look for clues in any way. He just goes like, lets the universe put him where he needs to be, and like, it's just funny, man. Like, just the way he talks about things, it's all like, oh no, this wall.
yeah, it's got good stuff going on. It's good writing and good characters, so that's generally a good show.
Right. I think Ryan, I think you would like it, but I can't put another show for you to watch on your plate.
Mm-mm. You're banned from new shows.
Here's the thing, though. Sometimes you need to have variety. You need a genre of comedy mixed in with the action, adventure, suspense, mystery. And so it might rise to the top of the list if I need some comedy.
Right. What's some drama? You know? You need some drama in your life.
Drama.
Drama. Right.
He's got England Andy. He doesn't need drama in his life.
Right. Oh, speaking of England Andy, anybody else watching The Crown?
Amy's watching it, but I am not.
Amy's watching The Crown. Yeah. Chris is not watching The Crown.
Nope.
Nobody else is interested. I'm watching it. I'm digging it.
How far into it are you?
Fourth episode.
Oh, so what do you like about it?
Doctor Who's in it. That's pretty cool.
Which one?
Matt Smith is Prince Philip.
Okay.
So
Amy said that what's his name plays a really good Winston Churchill. Like, he was born for that.
Oh,
part.
John Lithgow.
Yeah, she said that he's very good at that.
Okay. You can't knock John Lithgow because he's like a great actor anyway. So no matter what role you put him in, he's gonna kick ass.
I don't know. Maybe so, I've never known him in that role, but maybe he is one of those actors that can do anything. But he just seems like he did a good job.
He's like the Patrick Stewart of the Americans.
You mean like Carrie and the Hendersons?
You go with Patrick Stewart. That's where you go to. All right.
He can play any role, and he'll do really well in it.
No, there are some actors that, like, it's kind of cliche, but they do disappear in the role, where you don't see that actor, you see that character. Correct. I don't know. Maybe he is one of those. I've just never thought of him as one of those people.
I think he's a powerful actor, personally, but he is doing a very awesome job with Churchill.
My only problem is he just doesn't seem fat enough.
They make him, they put him in a fat suit, and they hunch him over a lot.
Right, I know, but Churchill was, he was a big dude, and he liked to drink, and he liked to smoke.
And it is kind of later in his life, so he is hunched over a lot and stuff. And,
in, In almost every scene, he's got a cigar. Almost everyone.
Do they ever have Lizzie naked? Because that's the only reason I would turn in.
I've not seen it yet, but I'll Damn. Keep you posted.
That's the historical term for Queen Elizabeth, just so you know. We call her Lizzie.
Lizzie the Leslie, you like to call it. Do they have that awesome part where, like, that Winston Churchill's all super drunk at a party, and this lady's all like, hush, 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 you, sir, are drunk. And she's like, and he goes like, you, madam, are ugly, and tomorrow I shall be sober.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it could be in there.
Like, the guy was such an asshole, which is fucking cool.
Well, was he the one that was talking about prostitutes as well? I don't remember. Or he's like, will you sleep with me for $1 million? She's like, well, maybe, I don't know. Like, will you sleep with me for $1? Like, no! What kind of woman do you think I am? Well, I know exactly what type of woman you are. I'm just negotiating the price.
Price, yep.
He's got amazing quotes, actually. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things where I want to Google it right now and read him, but I'll delay.
Can you imagine if he was president? I mean, if he was American,
like, it's crazy. Like, he was like, he had tons of like really crazy tactics that would have worked during World War One.
Yeah.
And then people were like, "Your tactics are terrible." And he's like, "No, you just didn't do them because you want to spend all your money on these gigantic boats."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they're like, and then later on they're like, "Hey, World War II's happening. Do you mind if you could come back?" And he's like, "But you better do everything I say."
Yeah, he was very. I mean, he kept England together during the bad days of the war. So it's kind of cool that there's not a lot of like. I wouldn't even call him a military leader, but he had a good military mind in recent years, right?
That were
heads of state. Usually, they're generals or admirals or something like that.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. If, like, even on my best days and, like, me thinking I'm super confident, like, oh, cool, we cracked the Enigma machine, so we know what the Nazis are saying, and they're going to come and bomb London. I could tell everyone to run and hide, but German spies might notice that and now have figured out we've cracked the Enigma machine, so I tell people, I'm not going to tell anyone anything. I'm going to just let more people die. Because in the long run, this is going to be a better move for us overall.
Yeah.
That's a lot of confidence in your, like, abilities.
What was... Did Churchill... Was he aware of that?
Yeah. Like
he had to be, because he was Prime Minister.
When the British cracked the Enigma, and, like, he just let London be bombed constantly, even though they knew London was going to be bombed at certain times.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that movie. What was it called? Imitation Games?
Yeah.
I did not watch that.
It was a good movie, and it was that part was pretty interesting how they were saying, hey, don't give it away. Don't react too much, and they actually used statistics to determine how they could win the war without looking like they had figured it out, you know, which is pretty incredible. But I got the impression that maybe they were even keeping it from the Prime Minister.
Or not the queen,
but I don't know. That was a movie, so
yeah. It had Doctor Strange in it, though, right? So
was it the same guy? Oh yeah, it was. And he was being the like again the super confident, you know, borderline dick. That's always good. I like that. You know, the Doctor House, the you know, and apparently Dr. the Winston House. Churchill too, telling people how it is.
Yeah.
You know, England, people are always like, I can't believe that the United States has never had a female president. What the hell? What's taking you guys? 225 years or something? You can't have done it by now? You're so backwards.
How long did it take England?
Well, they've only had two, which is a step up, but, I mean, from their founding in, we'll say, 1066 until 1970-some, when Thatcher became Prime Minister, they had like 2,000 years about before they decided to get on board. So we're not doing too bad.
Pretty progressive.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Prime Minister? All right, that's a question we'll leave for another time. Mine is obvious. It's the Earl Grey.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny. Fox, right. Maybe?
So maybe I'll watch The Crown later. I don't know. I'm sure it's one I can get to, like, eventually.
It's... I find it, like, Joy doesn't have the energy to binge watch it, so I'm like, oh, I want to watch another episode. I want to watch another episode. I think it's really good.
So watch
good,
it.
But...
Yeah.
Watch it. And when she wants to watch one, you just watch it again.
Or if you're waiting for her, that's fine. You can. There's more things to do in life than you can wait, for Christ's sake.
I'm a patient man.
You sons of bitches. You're trying to break up a lovely home here.
No, being able to adapt to each other's strengths and weaknesses is what? What
you going? Or I could go play video games.
Exactly. You got something to do. Everybody knows that sharing TV series with your spouse is a bedrock of a good marriage.
It really is.
At some point, though, you just got to move on if they take too long, though.
Yes, but not all the time. You want to share a few. You know, you can. Yes, for some you can, but you want to be sure to get a few in per year. Look, Ryan's looking kind of nervous, man. Are you all right there, buddy?
Amber wasn't super interested in Luke Cage, so
I can see.
Well,
that.
We know exactly why. She's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Wisconsinites don't like black people. It's obvious.
That's true. The records do show.
The records do show it.
Yeah. Wisconsin and Michigan. Good job, guys.
Chris, I think I'm going to go with Benjamin Disraeli.
That's yours?
Yeah.
I don't really know that guy. When was he around?
Pitt the Younger.
Well, come on. All right.
If your name is Pitt the Younger? That's pretty good. What else has gone on? They're making more King Kong movies, which looks pretty great.
Really?
Yeah, man. Dude, how can you not like a king? It's a movie with a giant CG monkey beating the crap out of things and people fighting him.
I've just never loved King Kong movies. I don't know why. Something to do with a noble ape. I don't know.
Yeah. I just like man is the monster here.
Yeah, I mean,
just like that.
So was the last one the one with Jack Black? Maybe the time period. Yeah. They always put it in like the 20s or something, and that's
I was
maybe I'm just annoyed by that. Like, fuck you guys. There can be a King Kong.
This one doesn't seem to be.
This is like the 70s.
Yeah.
Like 1970s.
You know what they should do is they should cross Jurassic
Samuel Jackson
Park.
In there, right?
They should cross Jurassic Park and King Kong, so we can see King Kong fight a Jurassic Park dinosaurs.
Well, isn't the whole goal of this, aren't they building to a Godzilla, King Kong, save the world kind of movie?
Yeah.
Godzilla?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. King Kong's outclassed by Godzilla.
Well, they partner up. They're supposed to partner up.
Why would you not do that, man? It's like fucking Riggs and Murtaugh.
Right, but as anybody knows, before you partner up, you have to like fight with each other and be like, I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm crazy. Whoa, 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 whoa. And then you like fight together.
Well, the movie will probably be like them fighting, and then they, because of their fighting, they release a greater evil. Right. And now they have to.
And it's set during Christmas for some reason.
Yeah.
Well,
every Christmas movie.
Is John McClane going to be there? He's like, I'm here too, bitches.
John McClane's the puppet master.
Right.
Pulling all the strings.
All right.
And the live action Ghost in the Shell trailer came out too.
Okay. Oh, snap.
That was a animated show, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember I watched a little bit of it. I don't remember if I watched the whole thing though.
It's basically the whole thing where it's like the whole thing it has to be with cyborgs, but like what makes you a human? It's like in the politics beyond what makes you a human. It's like, if you replace your leg, are you still a human? Sure. If you replace both legs, if you replace your whole body except your consciousness, which is also in a robot brain, are you still human anymore?
Do you have your balls? Because that's what makes me human, is your balls.
Testosterone.
No, you don't.
Well, then I'm not human anymore.
What if you have robot balls?
You're not human. I'm sorry.
What if you got King Kong-sized balls?
Well, then you're fucking Samuel L. Jackson.
What if you kept your balls, but they're not attached to you? They're like in a jar somewhere in your house.
Ooh, could you put the jar inside your robotic body, like somehow, like
Absolutely.
Then you're still human. Yeah, you found a loophole.
Right.
If you had King Kong-sized balls, do you think you could ride a bike?
Or would your balls have to sit? You'd have to ride in the back seat because your balls would have to ride shotgun.
Yeah.
Ouch. You'd have to have a sidecar.
Like, I watched a little bit of Predator today. God, that movie's so good.
Did you watch it because of the fucking Goldbergs?
Goldberg was about this week was about
It was about the shopping.
It was about Narrator.
I'm thinking of last week then.
Yeah, man, you're like 1 week behind.
Yeah. I am. Because Goldbergs was about like Predator and Terminator and shit like that last week.
Oh, action movies, kind of. Yeah,
it was about
action
Commando, movies. Adam.
Commando stuff, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was Commando. Look at Commando to go and do his thing. Yeah, that's a good show, too. Hey, Amy told me today that in 2020, The Rock is contemplating a run at the White House.
He did probably say that.
So
was he joking? Was this a joke?
I don't think so, man. 4 years from now, he's gonna be like, "I'm done with movies. I'm gonna fucking Ronald Reagan the shit out of this. I'm gonna become the president." I mean, if Donald Trump can win, I would vote for The Rock before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Well, yeah. this week, Michael Moore had all his interviews or whatever, and he's like, "Why don't we take a page out of the Republican book and set like a movie star like Oprah or Tom Hanks
Oprah.
And put them in?" Well, he just threw a name out there.
Nobody's going to vote for a black woman. People can't vote for a regular woman.
Right.
a non-black woman.
But what he was saying is that basically get rid of or just put an actor or a Hollywood star in place of like a politician, just like the Republicans do.
I don't know, but if The Rock won, he'd have to legally change his name to President Camacho because he'd be a wrestler in charge of the nation. Idiocracy would be here.
That would be awesome.
Former NFL player, former wrestler.
Yep.
Man.
Good shit.
And actor.
He would try and institute, like, workouts and stuff.
That would be fucking awesome, wouldn't it? Like, you have to mandatory go work out in the middle of your middle of the day. Like, they have to pay you for an hour to go work out during their work day. That would fucking be awesome.
Everybody would be mandated to have the Rock clock on their phone. Get up at its time to his voice.
Oh, that would be tough.
You have to work out if you don't want to.
Yes, but you can if you want to, and then you get paid for it. I just want to get paid to work out. Can you imagine how awesome that would be?
You can. You just got to get this job. It's called a personal trainer.
Yeah, that's you don't get paid to work out there. You get paid to like get people to join your gym and to like get people to buy stupid shit.
You could be a bodybuilder. Who gets endorsements, and then you just gotta work out all day.
I don't like the way bodybuilders look, and Amy would divorce me. She doesn't like the way they look either. They're too many muscles. Much like dolphins.
Same amount of muscles, they're just different sizes.
Right, too many large muscles.
I'm like, that's your argument. It's like, no, you don't make more muscles. It's the same amount of muscles.
They're bigger, put it that way.
And their junk starts to get small after you work out too much.
I'm pretty sure that's if you're taking some sort of enhancement to your growth hormones and stuff.
I don't know about that.
I'm positive about that.
Oh.
If you work up too much, your balls get small. That's not a thing.
They should have that. They should have, like, here's the purebred, like, ones that are, like, just, like, doing it out of the, like, strength training and being awesome. But here's the super guys who are, like, all jacked up on everything.
Yeah.
And they're, like, ridiculous. They're, like, 400 pounds. And they're, like, fucking, like, crushing bricks and stuff with their bare hands.
Yeah. Let's see. So I told you guys a few weeks ago about Asgardia. Do you remember Asgardia? The first nation in space. We're up to over 530,000 members of Asgardia. So 530,000 people, including myself, have joined the nation of Asgardia, which puts us just below Luxembourg in population.
About the population of Montana.
Montana's probably not got that many, I bet. 530,000? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But it's close to it's next to Luxembourg. They're voting on the flag currently. I voted on my flag choices, so hopefully we'll have an Asgardian flag. And so what I wanted for you guys is to see if you can name five of the name the top five countries that have donated members to Asgardia. So like I'm a US citizen and I'm also an Asgardian now. So that's the United States would be one what count for me for once. So who are the top five that have donated members to Asgardia?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say
Australia.
Australia is not on the list. I'm sorry. You fail. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Is Canada on the list?
I'm going to go sign up for Asgardia.
Canada is not on the list. Don't go to the website. You'll see the answers.
Yeah, I already went there.
You son of a bitch.
I went there before you finished your question.
Oh, my God. This guy over here, he's all quiet. Then he's like, oh, let me tell you the answer.
No, I didn't do that.
Right. So countries that have donated people?
Well, yes. Who
people have signed up from?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to be like donating. I'm like, okay, it's got to be countries that still have slavery.
No, not donations.
I would have guessed USA for sure because...
And you'd be given to the second. Yeah, USA is number two.
Where is this originate? Asgard, it's got to be Norway?
Norway is not on the list. I'm sorry.
What? What are you talking about? Norway is where Scandinavia is where all the Vikings are from, thus Asgard.
Sure, but everybody in Norway has a good life, so they don't need to join Asgardia. I've noticed it's people that are in kind of high populations of wealth distribution, you know, unequal wealth distribution. It kind of seems like that's where most people are joining from.
England? No.
Sweet. Is it people from Mexico?
United Kingdom is number five. Good job, Adam. Mexico is number seven. Not on the list, but it's close. Any other guesses?
Number three is a surprise to me.
I know.
All right. What is number one?
Number one is China. Nobody wants to live in China anymore. They're like, there's too many fucking people in China. Send me to space. They have almost three times the amount of the United States. Number three is Turkey. For some reason, nobody wants to live in Turkey anymore. Probably because there's a lot of shit going on. And number four is Brazil. So, which, again, pretty high wealth inequality. So if you guys were smart, you'd jump on this Asgardian bandwagon as soon as possible because there's really only an upside to it.
First name, David.
Not now, damn it. We're in the middle of a podcast.
So what benefits do I get?
You are a dual citizen and with more benefits to come. You can also vote on the flag.
I am not a robot.
Oh, hey, I said not now, goddammit.
Why does it say service temporary unavailable? Damn it, Chris, you crashed the website.
Yeah, it's definitely your website, Adam, as we've said 1,000 times. Your internet access.
Nope, 503.
See, I'm not the only one. You crashed. Oh, wait, I joined.
Oh, maybe all our listeners are going to Asgardia right now. That crashed the site.
Right.
Arcane, what else is going on? Tell me something.
Yay, I'm a member.
I'm a member, too.
I'm a member. I don't know what Asgardia has for resources. That's the problem.
Well, once we get up there, we can mine asteroids and forget about it. We got all of that. You know how much money is in master mining? Oh, God. Oof.
So, who's going to do that labor?
I'm guessing any one of the 531,000 Asgardians that want to leave their country.
Right.
Why is Benny Hill?
That was just like a
Benny
lot of...
Hill's our founding father.
It's not Benny Hill.
It looks like some Russian dude.
Why? Because his name's Igor?
If you play the ads, Dave, it's probably going to be a Chinese person that's going to be doing the labor.
Right, because a lot of people, and they would probably be like, oh, I'm willing to do that. But a lot of people from the United States probably would be like, I'm not willing to, do that.
Yeah.
So, we're going to break, the society's going to start breaking down because people aren't wanting to put in their equal share of work.
That's not true. In fact, I want to know what your guys' thoughts on this. We kind of talked about this in episode 5 or whatever, but... I think it's Quebec is trying out a minimum income for people. So if you don't work, you just get a minimum income of it's like $17,000 or something like that, Canadian dollars. What are your thoughts on minimum incomes? So as technology continues, let's say all manual work eventually gets turned into robots. Should we have a minimal income or what should people do to make money?
Basic income, I think, is what they call it in the industry. It's a porn industry.
So you're saying we're all going to join porn sites?
I just had to figure out the industry, but I think it's pretty cool. But basic income, I think that was what Elon Musk proposed as the solution to the inevitable demise of the working nation when robots take everything over and, like, you just don't have any work to do because a robot can do everything better than you.
Yeah, wasn't that recently? Didn't he say something about that recently as well?
It was fairly recently. He may have said it again. I think a lot of those guys, a lot of smart people have been talking about the dangers of automation and artificial intelligence. You know, Stephen Hawking talked about it. And it's true, like, robots gonna be able to do everything. And so then what do you do? You know what I mean? And I think the default would be the rich people who own the robots are like the kings. Which this is now sounding familiar. I think we did talk exactly about this.
Yes, we did. But when what kind of weird cultural shift takes place if nobody's working? Do you think people would do the fucking Starfleet thing where we just want to better ourselves? Or do you think people would just be as super lazy as possible, or what's most likely a little bit of both?
Seems like idiocracy is the more likely scenario.
That's sad.
It is. But don't you think? Like, I guess I don't know many people that said, if you don't have to do anything, are you going to study things? Or are you going to catch up on those TV shows that you haven't had a chance to watch and play lots of League of Legends? And, you know, so I'm speaking for myself. It'd be hard to get motivated to...
I agree.
Get motivated.
I don't know. That's why I'm curious what you guys think about this. Like, if you didn't have to work anymore because everything's pretty much provided for you, what would you do? Would there be days when you're like, I feel like creating something? Or would there just be like... Or would you do that all the time? Would you set goals for yourself to create things? Or... learn shit, or would you just be like, fuck it, I'm getting fucking gold this week?
I would say I would like to better myself somehow. Not all the time, probably 50% of the time.
Well, you're going to be fine. You're just going to be there's always a job for 3D printing, so you're going to be working forever.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, all right then. And delivering stuff.
Nope, there's robots deliver stuff. Self-driving
robots
cars.
Will definitely take over.
Definitely
that
drones and drones and self-driving cars and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you got to get people to think of how to do the drones. Engineers, that's pretty much it.
Eventually, you don't though. Eventually, you have robots that make robots.
Exactly. So think of this 2-3 generations out. Your great grandchildren who may not know work because robots do everything. You know. At that point, is it like, well, it's expected that I better myself because we're now Starfleet?
You would hope that it would be that way, but like eventually, like it could be like a huge split where there's the people that like just have no drive and motivation, and then the people that do.
It could be like a utopia of dolphins where all they do is swim around all day and have sex.
Oh, that would be amazing! I would live in that world. And then on Saturdays, I would learn something new. And then I'd go back during the week to my grind of swimming around and having sex.
I think the hopeful possibility is that if people start saying, like, hey, I'm good, I don't have to do anything, and then they start to seek out injustices, you know, like people that maybe are...
Superheroes?
There might be, like, for example, right now... Let's say the USA was the first one there, basic income, everybody's happy, everybody got a healthy, everybody could do whatever they want. People here might say, like, we need to get it so that China is in the same boat. Or, you know, people might fight for rising the level for everyone. You know, there'd still be causes until everyone was lifted up. You know, you know, I guess that's what my...
Well, there'd be the cause of, like, oh, the robot equality mandate. Like, robots are people, too.
And then what happens when robots rebel?
Oh, that's true. I could see it. There'll be a Robot Lives Matter movement.
Right.
I can't wait to have a sexroid. That'd be awesome.
I still want to build stuff. I like building things. I like working with my hands.
Yeah, I guess I'm optimistic about it. I think more people than not would be like... I've been doing nothing for 2 years, and it's cool, But I'm gonna do something. Fuck it. What should I do? I don't know. I'm gonna learn how to make shit with my hands for no reason or whatever. You know, whatever they're inclined to do.
But that's, I guess the thing is, that's the same as playing a game. It's the same as as playing a video game. It's the same as reading a book, because you're doing it purely for entertainment. Where that's the shift, is that in the past people did things for their livelihood, and now I'd also agree, I would get bored of just, you know, what is now considered leisure. You would work for fun, is basically what I'm saying. You'd have some things where you do worky like things for the enjoyment of those type of activities. You might not do them as much, but you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go to a place where we talk and make decisions and build something, and we have to agree, and there's meetings.
And it's awesome. No meetings. Meetings are like the worst. They're the biggest waste of time.
Some people
I send robots.
Ryan
to meetings.
Loves meetings.
All
but
meetings.
I don't like meetings, but I don't. Right. I respect meetings, like I respect dolphins, and I also think some people.
What about meetings with dolphins?
it's a good idea.
It's just talking about getting something done. It's not actually getting something done.
But sometimes you need to plan out how you're going to get stuff done. It's just some people go take it too far.
Right. Right. All I know is soft hand challenge is going to be terrible. I'll be like, whose hands are softer than Ryan's? Everyone's hands are soft now.
Oh, that would suck.
I'm going to have robot hands, Dave.
It's going to have robot hands.
Have masturbating with your robot hands.
Give a sexroid for that. You don't need to masturbate anymore.
Well, then why did Ryan get robot hands then?
I don't know.
My question is what kind of robot hands? Are you talking robot hands of Luke Skywalker in episode five? Are you talking Luke Skywalker episode 7?
Robot hands, stroke my penis.
I'll give them, like Dave said, I'll give them the clamps.
I don't know yet.
I think it would be interesting, though, if, like, eventually shops were set up to simulate, like, an assembly line. Come and spend a day working at an assembly line, and it's fun, because you've never done it in your life. Or driving a delivery car, because nobody's ever even done that in your life.
The other awesome thing
is...
I think
it'll happen.
They would have virtual reality everywhere, so you could virtually decide to learn to assemble things, or... whatnot.
I do think that VR in the future is hard to imagine what it'll look like, but it could be transformational. You know, it could be like you sit around, you plug in, and then you just like let tubes feed your body while you go to virtual places and
Ryan,
hang out.
Are you jacking on again?
No, he's jacking in.
Like jacking on.
I think art would be a big thing.
I think so too. I really
like,
do.
I think
sculpting,
paintings, drawings, all that stuff. Like, robots can do like the, like I know how to do this by numbers, but I don't. There's like no, like spirit in that. No soul.
Yeah.
Creativity.
I also think that you would get things. So like, you can make this exact same bed, but this one's human crafted bed, so it's like a more rarity.
Amish
so.
Quality.
But then,
right.
What if, I don't know, if we have an economy like, that buys shit, I don't
like
know.
Fucking Mexican pottery and shit like that, who would buy that?
Good shit, right there.
I think robots will be making art, too, just so you know. And it'll be quality, and we'll say, like, wow, that's pretty impressive art.
I agree. But do you think people would be like, oh, humans did that? That's worth more, or that's a rarity.
Yeah, I could see that, too. Yep.
But... totally. What do you like when stuff's manufactured? Do you feel like that it's like when it's mass produced? Do you feel it like it not necessarily loses less quality, but it loses something? Like
depends
if someone draws,
where it's made.
Right? If someone like paints something, and like is it by hand and does it for you specifically, versus like I'm a robot, I have also painted this thing, but it loses something, and because there is no emotional connection to a robot.
But that's where I think that emotional connections to robots is not far off from what you imagine as the cold-hearted robots.
Yeah, it's called a sex robot.
Like,
we've been over this.
Emotion is something that can be, you know, built into robots. Like, it should be possible that someone that is actually a robot that you don't know is a robot sits in front of you, paints you a personal picture, and converses with you. And you don't, you couldn't distinguish it from a human.
He's using his hand.
How is the weather?
Like a fritzer.
I like movies.
Oh, you're my best friend, Bob. Totally not a robot.
Right. No, but it's true. You won't be able to distinguish. If people wanted to make it such that you didn't distinguish, that will be very possible.
I agree, but I think what Dave's saying is, so like, you go to Mexico, and you're like, I'm going to buy this wind chime, because this guy is sitting there whittling a wind chime. You're like, I'm going to buy your wind chime, and you buy it from this guy, and you think it's cool, and you get home, and you find a stamp on the back that was made in China. It makes it less valuable for some reason in our mind, and that's just a way we are now. I mean, that could definitely change. That's just the way that is now.
So. That's where we're going to have the Robot Lives Matter movement, because the thing you're missing here is that what happens is these robots become valuable, interesting, unique snowflakes, just as special as humans.
Holy shit, are you saying we're robots? Are you saying we're organic robots created by a giant robot creating factory?
Kinda.
Oh yeah. My god, I can't believe you just dropped that bombshell on us.
There you go.
If Dave's I ever like, have
nope,
a robot,
I hate robots.
If I ever had a robot, I'm gonna name him Bender Rodriguez.
Why are you gonna Bender have a male sexroid, dude? You can have a female sexroid, or you can have a sexroid that goes between male and female. You don't have to have a male one. God.
But he just named it Bender.
I just named it Bender Rodriguez.
You don't want whatever you want.
You don't want to be like mount me again, Bender. That's just come on. That's not good.
Just bend her.
Right, see?
Jeez. I think Ben-Hur is a boring movie. Is anybody, you know, there's movies that are really good. Did we have this conversation yet of movies that are universally loved that you think are stupid and boring? Like, yeah. Mine is The Godfather. I think that movie is stupid and boring. Everybody else loves it. Have we had this conversation?
No, I didn't like it either.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
I don't think we've had the conversation on the podcast.
That's what I mean. So do you guys have any movies like that are like, everybody loves it, but it's fucking dumb? Like The Godfather.
I don't have a specific one, but I think old movies run that risk in what? That oftentimes old movies are good relative to both the humor of the time, the technology of the time, and like the context of the time. So like the plot line might be interesting given the politics of that time or something. But then you watch it now and you go like, that's just an old movie with bad dialogue about something I don't care about with jokes that aren't funny.
Yeah, or the technology, you know what I mean? Right? Citizen Kane, the greatest movie ever made because, yeah. I mean, it's revolutionized so much stuff and the shots are beautiful and it does this. Boring as fuck. Jesus Christ, get me out of English class having to watch Citizen Kane again.
The Graduate.
I thought the Citizen Kane was cool.
I could appreciate it for the like things you saw and stuff, but I still thought it was really fucking boring. The first night M. Night Shyamalan movie. Oh, it was his sled all along. It was his sled.
Yes. It was also yeah, I know. Spoiler alert for a fucking 80-year-old movie. But no, it was also Rosebud was also what he liked to call his fucking mistress's vagina.
Right. what'd you say, Adam? The Graduate?
Graduate, kind of boring.
Yeah, boring, but it had the possibility of sex in it, so it kept me going back for that, you know?
Old lady true. Sex.
And she was like 35. That's like our age.
Yeah, and I think by the time, what in the time that we watched it, it was like at the time that we were in high school anyway, so that was kind of our fantasy, right?
Yeah.
The hot neighbor mom.
Oh, mine was a teacher, that fucking French teacher. I don't know what her name was. Good God, I had a...
But everyone knows it was Adam's mom. Jeez.
I didn't want to say that on the air.
Why?
No reason.
Does Adam's mom listen? Adam, does your mom listen?
I don't think so.
Does anyone in your family listen?
Yes, I do know that.
It's totally getting back. Prepare for an awkward Thanksgiving this year.
Right. Adam, come to think of Thanksgiving. How many Thanksgivings do you have?
Oh my god, you must have 16,000 Thanksgivings.
I wish I had 16 Thanksgivings.
Why?
And I wish each mom I had made a turkey.
What do you have?
No, I mean, I wish each mom, so I got four moms, I wish each one of them would make a turkey.
Right, so what
independently.
What do you have for Thanksgiving then?
Well, just turkey, but...
No.
Just one turkey.
You just want more turkey? Like, you could just eat more, Adam. There's plenty.
That's true.
No, I mean, like, does everybody get to one spot? Is that why you only have one Thanksgiving, or what?
No, we end up only going to one family side.
You just coldly ignore the rest of your family. I got you. Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah, we have a 1 in 3 shot of ignoring, a 2/3 shot of ignoring the rest of the family.
You just kind of roll a die and be like, all right, this year it's number 2. Number 2, we're going to Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, is next Thursday Thanksgiving?
It is.
Yep.
So we won't probably be recording on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
I'll be home at night.
Well, so will I, but I don't know if any... All right, well, maybe somebody will be there. I'll be there. Me and Dave will probably be there. I don't know if anybody else shows up, that's cool, too. Otherwise, we'll just talk to each other.
I'm hosting, so I know I'll be home. So
In the background, everybody's trying to eat. You're like, shut up!
I'm trying to podcast!
I'm fucking busy.
At 10 o'clock at night, we're still trying to eat dinner.
Dude, it's Thanksgiving. That's when you go back for, like, thirds.
Right. Yes. But that's when
Us... turkey salad sandwiches.
No, what is that sandwich that they talk about on that show that you like, Adam? Friends. No. There was an episode of Friends where, Ross had a sandwich made.
The leftover,
where it was like a sandwich, and then turkey, and then it was, like, stuffing, and then it was, like, a sandwich, so a piece of bread soaked in gravy, and then
it
turkey.
It would probably be Joey.
But yeah, sandwich. It was Ross, because he brought his sandwich after Thanksgiving
to
work.
Yeah, Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
And someone ate it, and he was super sad.
I guess I don't remember that one.
What's up, man? You got to get on that. Friends is your category.
Right, that's really what I said. It is.
All right, parting thoughts? Anybody? We've got enough time here where I can get a game in, so parting thoughts?
So, Ryan... Is there how is Amber? Is Amber 1-0?
What
volleyball?
Oh no, they lost.
Oh god! If you lose, then you should just quit.
No, they made it to the. They're in a more challenging league now, and they got smoked the last game.
Fatherly advice from Dave Griffin: if you ever lose, just quit. Fuck that shit.
Well, I would say if you have other things that are more fun to do, do the things that are more fun.
Yeah, that's fine. This is more additional information.
But she didn't have fun.
Oh,
yeah, she had fun, but
that's
they lost.
That's too bad. They probably need me on their team, but that's all right. I got shit to do, so.
Yeah, volleyball is fun.
All right, let's get out of here.
Volleyball is fun.
We're leaving, everybody. If we don't, everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Nobody's going to hear this before their next Thanksgiving, so have a good Thanksgiving and. See you next week. What's the thing? Oh, geeksnextdoor@gmail.com or the Facebook page has the same thing. Send us some messages. Send us some emails. I think Amy sent us something, but I forgot what it was. So
you won't be ignored.
Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game that's got put into the best games ever.
Smithsonian or was
Yeah,
that's
Hall
cool.
Hall of Fame.
I think they had a set of chainmail rules in there, which is kind of cool. So good job, D&D. You're finally coming into your own. All right, everyone. Have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.